in jail.
Momentous occasion here at the fine Sovereign Inn. Is it an inn, Lou? No, it's just a Sovereign. So yeah, this is episode 402, by the way. And we have the illustrious, great Allentown, Greg Potter in the house.
I want all the clean living. Shorts.
We have various people come here and do the podcast. So you're going to do the podcast today.
I did the 100th one, I believe.
Yes, yes. You're on the number 100. Yes. Right.
Story of your life, right?
Have you ever been on one live? Well, you do the prediction show.
Oh, yeah, here.
I believe this might be my first podcast appearance, although I'm occasionally on predictions. This is Guido from the Lago doing some clean living here with Potter.
What are your specials tonight?
Tonight, whatever Potter's eating, we're making.
But they're doing cardinal wings.
Empire Ryan, you are here as well.
Empire Ryan's here tonight. Yep, definitely. And then got my dunce cap shot tonight. So, you know, should have come here earlier after Allentown Potter was buying shots. So we're trying to survive.
Is it true that you're a carpet muncher?
Whoa!
I'm just asking. He works for Empire.
Better, so much better than taking the hardwood. So.
So Thanksgiving Day came and went, and Matt Nagy is still here. What's your opinion on Matt Nagy?
Over-under is three more games.
You think the over-under is three? I think he lasts to the end of the season, and they bounce him. Black Monday, remember, like all the NFL coaches at the last game.
Yeah, I don't think the McCaskies have ever fired anybody mid-season.
No, they don't do it.
And
I think they were going to until that story broke, and I honestly think that the reason the story broke is because that guy was a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist, and I think the only person that could have leaked that story was maybe the coach himself. Like, where would that story come from? You know?
Wow. That was one of the weirdest weeks in Bears history.
Yeah.
And then they end up beating Detroit fucking last second.
What an effort. Yeah. What an effort. Really. Stellar. Ken Granberry laughs at that effort.
Red Rifle. Let's talk about the Bears versus the Chicago, St. Louis, Arizona Cardinals. What do you remember about the Cardinals, Greg?
Well, I had been drinking. Ted Simmons was up.
Hart.
No, it wasn't
Hart
Ted.
Hart was the quarterback.
Jim Hart, right?
Jim Hart. Otis Anderson, pride of the New York Giants, took them to their first
Unless
Super Bowl.
We forget Conrad Dirty Dobler.
Yeah.
I would like to note that for all the podcast listeners out there who are unfamiliar, the commish actually does script this. He is reading off of the script. There's preparation. You would think that this sort of magical moment of media really just comes off the cuff, but no.
It's
he scripts it and it's ready to go.
Lou's been complaining about that for 2 years.
You want to know what I think about the Cardinals?
Don't fart.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them get away!
Playoff!
All right, let's go around the table. Final score predictions. Fucking Mike Hansen.
Oh, fucking Mike Hansen says Cardinals 34, Bears 14.
Woo!
The Cardinals 21, the Bears broken.
31-10 Cardinals.
Pain.
No, wow. 38-27 Cardinals.
Wow. I think they're going to light them up.
17-16 Bears.
Whoa. Kiss of death.
Bears 34. Cardinals.
Giants on their way to 11-7.
if you can buy in the 2 years, but
so Kyle Long tweets.
Now you guys enjoy the Kyle Long tweets.
I like the Kristen Cavallari.
True story. Coming out of an overtime Blackhawks game, Kyle Long had shot the puck during the game. I come out, Kyle Long's walking next to me. I was tired, couple beers, whatever, not. So I decided to give this dude a high five. I reach up, and his hand just engulfs my hand. He had the biggest mitts I've ever seen in my life, and he hit my hand like this.
Like,
and I just was like, and I'm a big dude, and I was down, like going.
So how long did you guys date?
Well,
that's why you're going for surgery.
Yeah. He's not my proctologist, so we're
So this is Kyle Long versus Karen Rogers. Kyle's tweet is, "My hair is perfect, it just doesn't grow everywhere."
Okay.
And Karen Rogers is, "Been spending a lot of time alone in that armada since Boomer won't let Baker Mayfield step back inside one." Karen or Kyle?
Kyle, always, man.
Kyle. What was the question?
Kyle, 100%.
All right. You'll go that far with the Bears. Now, this is
Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallini. What's going on?
Cavallini, nice.
He secretly likes those stories.
What's the deal with their one?
We find out from Lou, through those stories, how he would be a marriage counselor. That's how beautiful it is. So, Potter, you are currently in last place. What is your strategy for climbing out of the cellar?
I'm going to steal off my daughter's picks because she does a much better job than I do. Perhaps because she's more sober.
And your companion right above you is Guido. What is your strategy?
It's time that the whole listening audience understands that this is a rigged game. The commish has it in for a couple players. I am clearly about 4 or 5 points out of the lead. The game is fixed. Fake news. The game is rigged.
Is it because your name's
Guido? Guido, would you like to do your picks now so you don't forget?
I would also like to add that you know that you're loved when the commish texts you 10 minutes before, "Get your picks in!" Exclamation point, exclamation point. And if you don't get those texts, it just means you're not as loved as I am.
There you go. There you go.
I got that one, and I was actually second.
Yes, I know. I was too high that time. All right.
Gummies.
So the power rankings of the week. Rate the best way to use turkey and leftovers. Are you ready? Turkey goulash, turkey enchiladas, turkey chili, a rerun of the holiday meal, or your special recipe?
Turkey sandwiches, man. That wasn't even on there. Turkey, no turkey sandwiches? No turkey a la king? No, turkey sandwiches, I don't
know. No turkey jerky?
Yeah, well, hey. That's what happens in the bathroom at the Sovereign stays in the bathroom at the Sovereign.
That would be the turkey skin toilet paper.
Champ Chip weighing in the broadcast.
All right, I'm good.
All right.
Kill me.
All right, everybody. So Lou names a rookie every week. What rookie would you like to acknowledge right now?
Oh, Greg Potter. Wait a minute. I want to tip my hat off to the Rice twins.
Uncle Ben.
I tried to send a video, but I couldn't figure out how to upload the goddamn thing so I could download it and then cross-code it over so you could do it.
Boomer.
But all right. Anyway, congratulations on your first Swami in your first year here. Boom.
Stay out.
So there was his tribute to Rice Co.
As the one,
what rookie would you like to contribute to?
I second the motion.
Oh, no wait, what is it? Isn't Heather Grossman a rookie this year?
No, she was in last year.
She was in last year. Yeah. Wow,
I will acknowledge my lovely bride and my daughter.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. Greg. Superior Potter. Yes.
Higher than you.
Rat bastards.
Not to be confused with the same person in certain parts of Pennsylvania.
Okay, so here's your question of the week, group. What is Matt Nagy's next occupation will be and why?
Walmart greeter, and why not?
Well, he looks damn good in those McDonald's ads I keep seeing on Facebook, so I think he could be a really good McDonald's fry cook.
Lovie Smith's offensive coordinator.
Oh. Head chef at Bloomsburg University's student council room.
A priest saving souls.
Custodial engineer at the new George Lucas Star Wars Museum.
I'll be a greeter at Club Lago.
Hey, yo, Rocky. Doesn't get any better than that.
No.
Give us your catchphrase out, Lou.
Standing wait.
And go, man. This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Potter's Bus Lines. When you want to ride Potter's, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou rides you. Frank.